I'm Angela Rippon, and you're listening to Siren Radio on 107.3 FM.
Marvellous weather for the Lincoln and surrounding areas. It's going to be dry at first, so with some early brightness, becoming cloudy as the day proceeds. Highs of 9 degrees centigrade, lows of 7 degrees centigrade, so quite reasonable in all sorts of ways. I've already said good morning, Amy Elise. Good morning, and welcome back to Jodie Orton. How are you, Jodie?
Good morning, Alex.
You still like to eat that microphone up there, don't you? It's certain things we've missed, really. It's just the way it is. Anyway, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. And Tasha, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Excellent, okay. Tasha, honestly, it's like getting a group of sort of monkeys and chimpanzees in sometimes, Jane. You know, you think it's like the Kenny Everett show. We can move microphones all sorted our way through. Honestly, how are you, Jane Clark?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. I'm a few decibels lower than normal.
Yeah, I mean, are you sounding as though you're just a little bit hoarse there? Has the bug struck?
I'm a little hoarse, yes.
Yeah.
No, it's tough to get rid of the laryngitis. I'm a lot better than I was a week ago, though.
Well, quite simply, we were looking forward to actually featuring you doing Semaphore, but that would have involved an awful lot of telecommunications. Telepathy wasn't working. It was very, very tragic in all sorts of ways. Amy, questions for Jane about her greyhound? Or anything else we'd like to talk about?
Jane, I have to ask.
Hi,
although I'm guessing if you've been ill, you might not have been able to. But did you get to go to the Savoy meeting last week?
That was on Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. No, I didn't go. I was actually working that day at a good old Haters sports agency. So I looked with interest at the weights when they came out and marked all my fancies for April the 14th, Amy. It was a good occasion, I'm sure.
That's a very perceptive question, but I suspect to a straw poll, Tasha Savoy, do you know what she's speaking there?
Unfortunately, I did get a bit lost in that.
Yeah, I get Jodie?
Oh, I'm sure I was doing something else, like the American Dream Team.
Yes. You know, Alex.
I think you need to share with us, Jane. You need to talk about this.
It's a good way of saying you don't know either.
It's a wondrous meeting. Carry on.
At the Savoy on Tuesday, the weights for this year's Grand National were unveiled. A big gathering of all the celebrities involved in the National.
Yeah. Well, yeah, last time I was actually at the Savoy was actually, I think, see Charlton Heston, so it's high time I returned, actually. But still, I don't think he ever ran in the Grand National, but there we are. And he's unlikely to now, unless, of course, he has a horse named after him. So any particular tips that you'd like to sort of put forward at this moment in time? I mean, obviously, it's early days as yet. Anything could happen, quite literally.
Absolutely. I'll give you two to be going on with. West End Rocker, who won over the Grand National fences in November, and Treacle, that's one that people are talking about, an Irish-trained horse called Treacle, trained by Tom Taff, who's the son of Pat Taff. Who's Pat Taff? You say he rode Arkell, and I'm sure even you have heard of Arkell, Alex.
I think the great legendary Arkell that is actually there. Do those strike any chords with yourself, Amy? Treacle or Weekend?
West End Rocker.
Treacle's a new one to me. West End Rocker is obviously a big tipper for this Grand National.
Curious, as you actually mentioned, West End Rocker, our very own West End Rocker, Natalie Tuck decides to actually stroll in. So much as I don't know. It's something to do with the sort of the change of weather or acclimatization that sort of gets these sort of folk here. Honestly, sometimes, Jane, you just think maybe we're just too generous in the whole thing. Or maybe it's just the enthusiasms of last night's show, because obviously Natalie does double duty. She does the midweek drive on a Wednesday and the midweek drive midnight edition for any West Coast listeners. That's a thought we actually sort of put together. Exciting news, I'm going to reveal it now, Jane, because I just can't hold it back any longer. Had an email last night, confirmation, we'll have the Executive Programming Director of Dog TV on next Wednesday. Yeah, dogtv.com. The Executive Director from San Diego will be talking to us all about, you know, his dream of a television channel, which he's manifested just for Pooches. Although I find it, as I said last night, strangely hypnotic myself, actually. Dog TV?
Is it dogs on the TV, or do dogs watch the TV?
It's for dogs to watch.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole thing.
I think
thing.
It's made by dogs for dogs.
I wouldn't go that far. Huh?
Can we watch it too?
Well, you have to obviously acclimatise your pooch to actually ensure that they get you're used to watching the TV, etc. We're not suggesting they're going to actually go fight you for the remote control, but it is something that's coming through. They'll be following our piece with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Never let it be said we don't actually sort of push those boundaries, Jane.
Right. Does this correspond coincide, I should say, rather than correspond, with Crofts, because Crofts is surely this time of the year.
Well, yeah.
And I wondered if your good self was going to Crofts.
Yeah, you see where we're going here. No, this year, because our sponsors haven't come through, outrageous. It looks as though Crofts isn't on the agenda, so to speak, but a trip to St Paul's will be, and National Portrait Gallery and a few other sort of areas.
Oh, same thing, really.
Steady. And in terms of that, we will be talking, but I just thought it was too good an opportunity to miss. And I think, you know, Dog TV, if you haven't already accessed it, it is just, you know, a whole, you know, it puts reality television into the shade, quite literally. And finally, Jane, are we all right there, Natalie? You're looking as though you're in intense concentration. Is the headphones too quiet? Are you okay there?
Yeah, no.
You're all right. Yeah. Okay, that's all right. It's just doing a very good impersonation. If we had a webcam of a kind of fighter pilot in World War II thinking, I'm just going to bomb now. Over, out. Okay. Which, strange enough, will actually tie in with one of the characters in Jenny's War from Margaret Dickinson, who'll be joining us in the second part of the programme. A character called Georgie from the RAF, don't you know, and in Lincolnshire, etc. What I was going to say is, Jane, have you encountered Pasha Kovalyov before?
I have not, no. Unlike you.
We're hopeful that Pasha will be giving Natalie, assuming she actually sort of tear herself away from the headphones, some dancing lessons in the not too distant future. Hopefully, when they're actually up in Lincoln.
Some dancing lessons in the studio?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I'm sure you can actually do sort of table dancing, perhaps. Yes. I just said perhaps, you know, just freewheeling, Natalie, that's all, just a line from that. Don't worry, Tasha, just sort of thinking, what am I into here? It's too much for a Gloucester lass from that point of view. Jodie, you spoke about your experiences in America recently on the American Dream Team. Do you have anything else you want to add? No, that's okay then. That's fine. We just wanted to sort of...
Ask Jane, yep. Yes. For people like myself who know absolutely nothing about horse racing, is that you said the weights were revealed at the Savoy. Is this the weights of the horses, the weights of the riders, the weights for the queue to get into the Grand National?
Another good question. The weight... Sorry if I've spoken over your heads, but the weight is what the jockey has... Well, what the horse has to carry. The weight of the jockey plus the weight of the saddle... And that is the official weight that the horse must carry in the Grand National. And the jockey will weigh out just before he mounts the horse, he will be weighed to make sure that carrying his saddle and any other bits and pieces, he weighs the allotted weight. And a man called the handicapper gives each horse entered in the Grand National a weight which he considers fair, so a much better horse will have a big weight. So you've got your top weight, 11 stone 10, and then the sort of also rans, the horses who aren't as good, they will all carry 10 stone on the day. So the top weight would have to carry another 1 stone 10 pounds. And hopefully, in a handicapper's dream world, all the horses in a race would finish in a line. But of course, that never happens, and certainly not in the Grand National. But it's to give the horses with less ability a little bit more chance, because you're shouldering more if you're a good horse.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So nobody will be stopping off for a bacon roll on the way to the Grand National.
Jodie, please. You always bring the tone down.
When I rode Itsy Bitsy in her two races, we had to carry 12 stone, and I'm not even 9.
Unbelievable.
And so I had to carry
I didn't
carry
say it's unbelievable that you're not even 9, sorry.
No, you can tell that, but what I say. I had to carry 3 stone of lead to make up the weight. Mm.
I was just going to ask Jane, how much usually does the saddle weigh?
The saddle, is that Natasha?
No, it's Natalie.
It's Natalie, sorry Natalie.
You've got the right initials, you know, can't go any further than that really.
The saddle can weigh anything from, I think the smallest one is something incredible like about £2 at the most, like 2 bags of sugar. Or you can have a saddle that weighs quite a lot, because obviously if you are a light jockey and you've got a big weight, it would be better for you to have a heavy saddle, because that would take up a lot of the weight, you see. If you're a heavy jockey and you've only got a light weight, then you'd want to sit on a saddle that's very, very small, so you wouldn't have to carry what they call overweight. And in the Grand National Museum at Aintree, we've got 2 saddles that the same jockey used on 2 different horses, 2 different years. One is huge and weighed a great deal because the horse had a heavy weight, and the small one was when he was struggling to do 10 stone, and it was, you know, about as big as 2 hands, if you like, 2 large man's hands.
Is it true that jockeys go sit in the saunas to try and lose some extra weight before the races?
That's right, yes, they do. They used to do it a lot more than they do these days. But in the weighing room, in most race courses, you will find a sauna so that if they arrive on the morning and they're a couple of pounds overweight, they'll spend the rest of the time in there and try and sweat it off.
So that can't be good for them. But that's just anyway, there'll be more of Jane's tips in the very near future. Tasha, can you remember those last two questions? Because I know you're very precise. I noticed, actually, we'll talk about this, that whereas on the midweek drivers, Natalie will attest to, we also have a little bit of a chat with the news team afterwards. We have like 2 or 3 minutes where we have a little bit of banter, don't we? You know, on a Tuesday, it's like you do the news of the hour. It's like it's a completely separate programme, really. Is that deliberate? Do they just ignore you? Does Jack Harrison just not want to actually talk to you at all?
When?
Last Tuesday. You didn't speak? No?
We're bonding at the moment.
That's
aren't
all right.
We,
that's fine.
On a Tuesday.
Anyway,
quick in and out, really.
Yeah.
Steady girl. Tasha, not this time of morning. I know you're from Gloucester, but please, would you like to ask those last two questions to Jane Clark at this moment? She's probably shocked. I don't know, she's probably dropped the phone at this moment. Yeah, me.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
Yes, I have had a reasonably interesting telephonic link.
And can we expect to hear from you in the near future?
I do hope so.